With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Weather factors and supply and demand issues are fundamental market drivers, and they're accepted as typical stressors by farmers. But when politics dominate market fundamentals, the result is even higher levels of stress. Political issues involving China have certainly caused those tensions for farmers to spiral in many cases. Al Mussel with the Canadian Agri-Food Analytics Systems says many farmers are rethinking their planted acreage this spring, and that's due to the trade uncertainty that we're seeing with China.
If you have prolonged trade disruptions between the U.S. and China in soybeans, the land base will shift from soybeans into growing corn. One of the worries probably from a Canadian perspective is we're going to have low canola prices with the loss of this market access. If the U.S. acreage shifts sharply into corn, then you're going to have low corn prices in Canada. And so goes corn, so goes wheat typically. So you have this remarkable situation. Very low crop prices and very high livestock and meat prices. I think it's unprecedented.
Andy says 2019 is really shaping up to be a wild ride for just about all farming sectors.
Any one of the various issues we're dealing with right now probably would be regarded as a crisis in its own right, but we're dealing with multiple of them now. It's frankly so big it's hard for people to get their head around.
And as we're seeing, the trade war has become a far-reaching issue. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.